Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. I never would have thought that I would be doing the things that I am doing now on God's program. It has always been a desire to do more and more on the Lord's program. The song said, "Who's on the Lord's side?" Oh, that makes me mighty glad that I'm on the Lord's side, and I want to continue to do more and more on his program. So I'm living. I'm just not existing, but I am living my journey of purpose. That the Lord has given me to do, I'm doing it. It doesn't matter what others think or say, but I'm doing the things that God has put in my heart to do. And that makes me mighty glad. And that's my desire, is that I please God, that I please him. So I praise God for my journey. Every day, I praise him for my journey. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service the souls. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about servicing souls. And what is servicing souls but encouraging others in this way? In the walk of the Lord, I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. It is a challenge to live the Word of God, but it's a practice. It's an everyday practice. A moment by moment, a minute by minute, day by day, month by month, year by year, it's a practice of living this word, and I love it. I practice the God habit. I practice living. What does the word say? Thank you, Lord. I practice living God's word, and I thank God for that because it has really brought me out of a lot of situations living God's word. And I thank him. It's truly true. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's really true that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it comes from God. And he gives us that wisdom, the anointing. Ooh, praise God. The Holy Spirit. Prayer. Praise God in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Gives us the how to do, when to do, and how much to do. So I praise God on this afternoon for being here with you, and I am encouraged down in my great big soul. Praise God for that. Today, we are talking about the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be. Didn't say it might be, but the yoke shall be destroyed. Destroyed. Rid of. But destroyed. The yoke. What is the yoke? We're going to talk about that. But first, let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get into the topic today. The yoke shall be destroyed. Praise God. Most gracious Father, on today we thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great, and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we thank you for it today. Forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way. It is our desire that we please you, God. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the yoke. For it's your anointing. Thank you. It's your anointing, God, that destroys yokes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your presence, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The anointing of God destroys the yoke. Destroy the yoke, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. The yoke of sickness, God, destroy it in the name of Jesus. The yoke of diseases, oh God, destroy it right now, God. Every yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to these yokes, that they be broken and that they be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Go into the hospital, God. Walk up and down those hallways, God. Destroy that yoke of sickness in the name of Jesus. Go into the homes of your people on today, God, and destroy that yoke of confusion in the name of Jesus. Destroy that yoke, oh God, in your name on today, God. Destroy it in our churches, oh God. That yoke, God, in the name of Jesus, of confusion, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we magnify you, God, for who you are. For you are worthy of every one of our praises. And we thank you for it on today, God. In the name of Jesus, call that backslider, God. Call him back, oh God. In the name of Jesus, break that yoke of sin off of your people, the minds of your people. Break the yokes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on today. In the name of Jesus, destroying the yokes in our lives, oh God, that is hindering us, God. In the name of Jesus, destroy them today. In Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, and amen, and amen. Thank God for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Tell him all about our troubles, our situation, the yokes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that's trying to bind us up. Thank you, Lord, we can tell God about it. He's the yoke destroyer. Jesus is that yoke destroyer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he destroys the yoke, the anointing, the anointing. Being in God's presence, it destroys the yoke. Praise God. So prayer, is always in order. It's that conversation that we have with God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will answer, and he will give us just what we need to do on today. So we praise God. We praise God for prayer. Amen. We have a prayer line that we are actively praying on every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prayer is going on. And if you would like to pray with us, if you'd like to join us for prayer, or if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can do one of two things. You can join us at 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. And you can come along with us, join us, and pray with us. Leave us your prayer request. Give us that prayer request, and we will pray for you. Or you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there. Yes, you can. And God is a prayer answering God. He tells us over in Mark 11 and 24, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe. Thank God. Believe, and we shall receive it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name. I'll be in the midst. So there's an answer. There's an answer. And we can call God up, and we can talk about it. Tell him about it. And he will, and he do answer prayer. And we praise God for that desire. And you don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about getting a busy signal when we call him up. We don't have to worry about getting his secretary. We don't have to worry about getting his voicemail. Praise God, because he's never too busy to take a call from his child. Thank you. From his children. Praise God. He's a prayer answering God. And we thank him for that on today. Praise God. Thank you. And I just want to let you know to check out my books on my website. Again, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Go there and check out my books and my newest book, which is Dressing in God's Designer Word. And right now it's available on Amazon.com and in bookstores, Barnes and Nobles, and the different bookstores. And I will be doing some book signings shortly. I have books on order, and they should be in shortly. And so I will be setting up some book signings, but I will be letting you know where and when. Okay, praise God. Praise God for that. And I'm also a motivational encourager. Yes, I am. God did that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He took me from low self-esteem. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that wouldn't hardly say a word. But praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm on the winning side. I'm on the Lord's side, and he is on my side. And it makes me mighty glad. So I don't mind. I don't mind talking for the Lord. I don't mind telling my testimony and sharing the goodness of God. So if you would like for me to come and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, I-N, not C-O-M, but I-N. And I praise God for that on today. All right then, our topic on today, the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed. Do you believe that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have to believe that the yoke shall be destroyed. It don't make no difference what the yoke is. It don't matter with God what the yoke is. Praise God. As a matter of fact, it's just right. It's just right for God. It may be too much for us, but it's just right for God's supernatural power. The yoke, whatever the yoke may be, shall be destroyed. Today is Recover All Wednesday, and so everything can be recovered on today through Jesus. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we can recover all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All we have to do is believe. Woo! Believe that all things, they are possible with God. Yes, the yoke shall be destroyed. What is a yoke? What is a yoke? A yoke is a device for joining together a pair of animals. You know, that's what they used to, that device that they would put around the necks of two cows or two oxen and yoke them together. Yoke, a yoke, it yoked them together. And so that's what a yoke is, specifically oxen, a frame fitting the neck and shoulder of a person for carrying a pair of buckets, a burden, a symbol of slavery, like an archway under which prisoners of war were compelled to pass by in the ancient Romans. It's a machine, a vice-like piece that grips two parts firmly together. Something that binds together, also a verb meaning to join, to couple, to harness, to link, to unite, to attach. That's what a yoke is. Now, the only yoke, the only somebody that I want to be yoked up with is Jesus. But these other yokes that we yoke up with, or that yoke up with us, we don't want these yokes. So what is your yoke? What is your yoke? Something or someone said about you when you were a child, have you yoked up with that? And you keep it going? It's yet alive? You've yoked up with that? Something someone did to you in your distant past. A personal failure that the devil reminds you of every day. Every day he reminds you of your past, and he keeps bringing it to the front. He keeps bringing it because that's what he do. He yoke you up with the negative things that have happened that you've overcome, and he don't want you to stay an overcomer. But his job, his whole job, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And we want him destroyed. We want the yoke destroyed. The yoke that he keeps bringing it back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want that destroyed. He, personal failure that the devil reminds you of every day, something that distorts your personality and spirituality, something that you have never been free of for a long time, something that reminds or that hinders you from your movement and your mobility. You're trying to move forward, and yet this yoke. Well, today, that yoke is being destroyed. It's being destroyed, whatever it is that the enemy, thank you, Lord Jesus, because he's no friend of ours. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to you to get rid of that yoke off of your neck so you can walk free and be what God intended for you to be. But isn't it amazing what God's people will put up with when the Lord has already set them free? We don't have to go through these yokes. We don't constantly have to be reminded of them. God set us free. He set us free. So the yoke today, speak to that yoke. Speak to it. In the name of Jesus, speak to it. Thank you, Lord. Be free of the yoke that the enemy is striving to yoke you up with. Praise God. Leviticus 26 and 13 says, I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Will you continue to allow the enemy to take you back and yoke you up with your past, with things that the Lord has healed? You gonna let him bring those yoke things that had you bound down? You gonna let him bring them back? He brought us up out of sin. God did that. Jesus, his only son, died on Calvary's cross that we might be free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the yoke, his anointing, thank you, Lord Jesus, breaks the yoke. God's anointing breaks every yoke. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and he sets us free. He do it daily. That's why. Every day, thank you, Lord Jesus, a closer walk with the Lord that he may break those yokes that the enemy be trying to bring back into our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, so we can sing that song, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. And we want to be free of the yokes destroyed by the anointing of God. Every chain and every yoke destroyed by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And that's why it's so important that we pray, that we have these talks with Jesus and tell him all about our troubles. For he already knows. He knows about it. And he know how to take care of us. So the Lord brought us up out of Egypt that we should not be their bondsmen. So we're not in bondage anymore. We are free. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. God has freed us, And if we are free, then we have to walk in that freedom. Don't go back. Don't look back. The lady looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back at what she was leaving behind, and that's what you have to leave behind. Do you want to be turned into a pillar of salt? The salt that has lost its savior? No. No. Stop looking back. Thank you, Lord. The yoke has been broken, has been destroyed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, has been destroyed. Thank you, Lord. We're no longer yoked up with those things, but now we're yoked up with the things of the Word, with what God say who we are and what we can have. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, He knows the plan. He knows the plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that He has for us. And it is for us to prosper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He knows that. And He, Jesus, God, wants to take us to destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. To destiny. We're winners. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are winners. And we win every time. We win every time. Isaiah 10 and 27 says, And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders. The burdens, he died. Jesus died that we might be free. What's holding you back? What yoke is choking you? What yoke have you not turned loose? What yoke, what are you allowing to yoke you up in your past? He set us free when Jesus came into our lives. He came here on the earth. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. He came here, and He was that perfect example for us to follow, that we be not yoked up with sin, with the past, because that's all the enemy is trying to do. Yoke us up so he can take us back to dreaming and thinking about what was. But what is now? What is now? What's now? He wants to take us to destiny. The anointing is not given for external physical demonstration. The anointing is given to enable you to do something. And those things is what God would have us to do. And so Isaiah 20, 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing breaks. Destroys the yoke. Has your yoke been destroyed on today? Loose the hoot. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Loose it. Loose it. And go free. Walk in the freedom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that Jesus obtained for us through his dying on the cross. We are free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are free. Walk in that freedom and praise God. Praise God for the freedom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he has given us. The yoke shall be, is destroyed in Jesus' name. And we praise God for it. So until the next time, praise God, till the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now. Praise God.